There is a famous tikkun called Tikkun HaKlali. What is the Tikkun HaKlali? There are 10 chapters in the book of Tehillim that if one reads them, from time to time or every day, it's a tremendous tikkun for the famous sins that compromise our purity and our kiddusha and our tahara. These 10 chapters are all in Tehillim, but they were revealed to us by Rabbi Nachman from Breslov. He gave us the numbers of the chapters, that you read these chapters, instead of having to read 150 chapters of the Tehillim, if you read these 10 chapters, on a day that, God forbid, one's kiddusha was compromised, it fixes everything and puts it back to where it was, which is a tremendous, tremendous item. He also said that to go to his grave, if you can, and read the Tikkun HaKlali at least once, and he promised that he'd pull the guy out of Gehinnom, just for that zechut alone. And not only by the grave of Rabbi Nachman from Breslov, but by many of the graves of the Tzaddikim, the grave of the Rashash, they read also Tikkun HaKlali, and it has a great effect. If you look at some of the Sidurim, for example, our Sidur, if you open up our Sidur, right after Alinu L'Shabayah, you see that they have the Tikkun HaKlali, they put it in the Sidur, on page 266. And they tell you a few, kavanot that you should have to make the Tikkun, it's in the Sidur. On page 266, you see it's called Tikkun HaKlali. Yep. And they have the 10 chapters. And any day that you read it, it's beneficial. It doesn't take, too long to read it. It takes, 2 minutes each chapter, less. Maybe the whole thing takes 10, 15 minutes, the whole thing. The books bring down that specifically during the Shovavim, which we're working on that major rectification to read the Tikkun HaKlali every day, if you can. That's what you've noticed after Shacharit, I've been reading it. A few years ago, one of our members, Dr. Meddeb, Rafi Shmirei Wael, he bought for me a Tikkun HaKlali that was written on parchment. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece over here. So it makes it, incentive to read it. A beautiful piece, Eli Van Veho. It's stunning. I never saw a piece like this before.
Does it have the Nekudot?
Yeah, sure. Nekudot and the
Ta'amim?
No Ta'amim. No Ta'amim.
Oh, so you have to know the Ta'amim.
Okay. You found something wrong with it. but until that point, I really thought it was a perfect gift. Anyway, you're right. I realized that could have been really better. Thanks for pointing that out, David. Anyway, I know the Nekudot also, but they put the Nekudot as well. Anyway, these are great chapters to know, the 10 chapters. And any time a person, has nothing to do on the train, and you're not up to learning, something heavy, read the 10 chapters. And it makes a tremendous, tremendous tikkun. So I think many have made tapes and CDs of the reading of the chapters. That's a challenge in itself, to get the words right. And they sing it in different tunes. They make all sorts of, productions from it, which is good. But I haven't heard yet somebody explain the 10 chapters, what they mean. So I believe that if we spend, the next 10 days and we take a chapter a day from the 10, and we have our Tehillim books that we have, we might as well take advantage of it. Just again, not going into it, to get confused. Okay. Just to get a simple interpretation of the chapter. Again, anytime you add a kavanah to something, it grows the benefit exponentially. Yeah. Which means, of course, if you read it without interpretation, it counts for something. Tehillim is one of those books where if you just read it, it counts. It's detergent. When you throw detergent in the washing machine, even if you don't have kavanah to clean the shirt, it cleans the shirt nonetheless. Even if your elbow dropped the detergent in the machine by mistake, it's still going to clean the shirt. You don't need kavanah. Right, right. Also, all that little nuance that you just said, Sam, Ashrecha, that little mizmor, just adding that little kavanah turns it from a 1-carat diamond into a 5-carat diamond. It exponentially grows the level. Now, could you imagine if you get the words? I mean, just simple interpretation of what the chapter is talking about. So, the first chapter that we'll do today is the first chapter of the Tikkun HaKlali. Chapter 16 in the Tehillim. It's Tet Zayin. Now, by the way, good news. I don't even know what the first word of this chapter means. How do you like that? The chapter begins, Mechtam LeDavid. Well, I know what LeDavid means. This is something of David. It's a Mechtam of LeDavid. 118, gentlemen, in our Tehillim books. It's chapter Tet Zayin. What in the world is a Mechtam? Huh? Lachtom. Very good, Gary. Lachtom is to seal. But that's got nothing to do with this because this is step. That's right, different letters. So he took a shot. What is Mechtam de David? So look at that she. Again, we're going simple here, gentlemen. I don't want to confuse you. I want to get the simple interpretation. Mechtam de David. Amru Rabotenu, you see it, the Nashi? Amru Rabotenu. Le David Shehaya Mach Vetam. David HaMelech was Mach. Mach like it means he was broken or oppressed. Tam means he was, you know, complete in his service. Veshehaytam Makato Tama. And furthermore, David HaMelech was born circumcised. Shenolad Mahul. So mechtam means makato tama. Makato, normally when a person has a brit milah, it's like a makah. They're making a blemish. His makah was tam. He was born mahul. He was born already complete. The makah already was there. They didn't have to cut anything. So that would be a derash on the word mechtam. Number one, that David HaMelech was mach v'tam. He was humble. He was down, modest and so on. And also the perfection of David HaMelech, how he was born. Not everybody's born circumcised. David HaMelech is one of the exceptions. Now, what then would that have to do with this over here? Why would David HaMelech start this chapter, Mechtam? But once we already know that this is one of the chapters of Tikkun HaKlali, and we know that Tikkun HaKlali is coming to fix the averot of the Brit Milah, so that would be the best word to start off the Tikkun HaKlali with. Mechtam, that the purpose of the Tikkun HaKlali is to make makato tam, to make the makah, the Brit Milah that we cut, to make it complete, to make it whole, to make it complete. So therefore, there is a great reason to start off Tikkun HaKlali. Maybe not this chapter in per se. We have to figure out what the connection of Mechtam to the chapter is. But if we look at it from the Tikkun HaKlali element of it, Mechtam is perfect. Because the purpose is, the Brit Milah has been compromised. So therefore, we want to take the Brit Milah that was compromised and now make it complete again. So Mechtam is Makah Tam. The Makah, the Brit Milah that we have a makah, we want to complete it. However, as she says, ve'en shitata mikra nofelet al medrash kan. So he says, but what does that got to do with the chapter? So he says, yesh mizmor shene'emar bo le David mechtam. There's another chapter that has not mechtam le David, but le David mechtam, like mizmor le David. Sham yesh lefaresh shir ze le David. Shaya mach betam. Over there we can explain it, le David. This song of David was sung when he was mach and tam. Either when he was oppressed or when he was running away from somewhere. So that would work over there. But here, it's reverse. It's mechtam le David. Aval kan shenem mechtam le David, you can't explain that. Ve'omer ani, shehu ehad min shemot minen ni'imut hazemer. V'haluk min'imat ashir. So one interpretation he says is, Mechtam is a pleasantness of music. Like we would call it maybe like a hymn. you know, when you have a sweetness of a melody, so it seems that David HaMelech was playing instruments, obviously, when they were singing this Tehillim over here. So it was a mechtam. Mechtam would be musical terminology. It's a musical terminology that's used when you play a
musical note.
Yeah, a pleasant sounding, song. So that would, a serenade or something like that, there's a pleasant sounding sound would be called a mechtam. So that's one interpretation. Davar acher, mechtam de David lashon atara, shemashma davar zeh ya ragid lomar David. Meaning, this was a crown. Mechtam is a crown. Meaning, he says that this was the crown of David, meaning he always would say this Tehillim. This was the crown on his head. This Tehillim was always said by David HaMelech. It was one of his favorites. So now we understand four interpretations to the word mechtam. Either the derash of it, machvetam, or the derash of it, makato tam, his brit milah was perfect, or it's a sweetness of melody, or it means it's a crown, and all interpretations over here fall into the understanding. Fine, that's mechtam. Beautiful. By the way, the Metzudat Zion says that it's a like a gold crown. Shehayam is more as a habib lefanav keketem. It was beloved to David like a crown. That's what it means when it says a crown. Meaning, a crown is something precious. So they're telling you, by the way, this chapter over here, this was not a regular chapter. This is in the Mechtam section. Mechtam section is the expensive section. David HaMelech graded the Tehillims. When it came to this one, he said, oh, this is a crown. Hazak Baruch. This is a precious stone over here. This over here is not in the 99 cent, none of them are in the 99 cent section. But this over here is not even in the showcase. This is in the vault in the back of the store when the customer comes in and says, I don't want the stuff that you show. I want the stuff in the back that you got to open up the voice. Oh, you want the mechtam goods. Oh, mechtam goods in the back. So this chapter over here, right away they tell you, you see the word mechtam. You say, okay, now we know on a different level. So chapter 16 is quality goods. Huh? Beautiful. Ibn Ezra, mizmor nichbad. It's a respectable mizmor. It's a special, very precious mizmor. Okay, beautiful. The mizmor begins. Now again, we're going to have to learn how to read also, Rabotai.
No.
No, that's a mistake.
No,
yes. There should be a ma'amid over here. The way we read it is shamreni el, not shomreni, shamreni el. Let's see if Medeb's book gave me the ma'amid. No, it didn't. Something else wrong with it. But the more we find out about this book, I really wasn't such a good gift in it. Right? Wasn't such a good gift in the end anyway. Just remember, it's Shamreni El. Now, what does Shamreni El mean? Simple. Shamreni El is protect me. God protect me. Shield me, protect me, exactly. Ki hasiti bach. What does it mean, ki hasiti bach? Rashi. Shamreni ki hasiti bach. Vayalo ka atara shne'emar. Hashem katzina rason ta'terenu. Okay, which means basically, God, I have put my faith in you. I have put my trust in you. And therefore, if you put your trust in God, so therefore God will respond. Beautiful. Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, Rabotai, we got the dikduk of it. Rabotai, we got the dikduk of it. Beautiful. Now continue. Amart Lahashem. Well, I'll read it in the proper words. Amart Ladonai Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Alecha. Wow. I have a name Yudke Vavke. I have a name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud over here. Tovati means my goodness. Bal Alecha. I don't know what that means. So again, let's get simple interpretation. Amat Rashi, Likneset Yisrael Amar David. David HaMelech in this pasuk is talking to the Jewish people. Yesh alayich lomar lehashem adon ata. You should call God your master. Ve'yadecha ala elyona lechol haba alay. And therefore, God's hand is over and controls everything that comes upon me. Davar acher, amart lehashem. You should tell Hashem, Adonai ata, lenafsho haya omer. David was talking to his soul. וכן מצינו דוגמתו ותחל דוד ופתרו ותחל נפש אף כאן אמת נפשי להשם את נפשי שלך לומר כדש. Which means, דוד המלך is saying one thing. אמרת להשם, you have to say to God. What do you have to say to God? The God who was Yudke Bav, you have to say, he is my Adon. He is my master. So either David is talking to himself, to his Neshamat, you have to accept upon yourself the sovereignty of God, that God is reigns supreme over everything. Or he was talking to the Klai Yisrael. And then what does he say? Tovati bal alecha. What does it mean, Tovati bal alecha? Rashi, Tovot she'ata oseli. The good things that you do for me, lo alecha em negomleni. You don't owe them to me. They're not obligated to you. Which means you're not bound to do these things. Tovati bal alecha. Which it's as if it's saying, Tovati lo alecha. It's not incumbent upon you to give me all these good things. Which means, if I lent you $1,000, so you pay me back, it's incumbent upon you to pay me back because I lent you $1,000. You're obligated. But God's not obligated. What did we give God that binds him to give us? Nobody could say, oh, the good that God's giving me, it's good he gave it to me. Now we're almost even with God. No matter what you give back to God, you'll always still be in debt to God. God owes you nothing. Now who's saying this? David HaMelech. So if David HaMelech doesn't feel that he's owed anything, and he's the biggest Sadiq, so could you imagine what can a guy like us come along and say, and feel that we deserve our good things that come to us? So therefore, David HaMelech says, Tovati, the good that I received, bal alecha, it's not on you. You're not responsible for giving me all these good things. That's David HaMelech's way of saying that anything that you're giving me, God, is from your kindness. You give me a free, we say that in English, a freebie. Good, David? Okay. Now we get to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gima. L'kdoshim asher ba'ares hema. Va'adire kol hafsibam. What does it mean? Rashi. B'shvil ha'kdoshim asher hema kevurim ba'ares asher italechu lefanecha be'emet. Aha. You know why I get zechuyot? In the merit of the tzaddikim and the kedoshim that are buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. No coincidence. The tzaddikim that are buried in Eretz Yisrael, the kedoshim, they served God. So all of our merit is not in our merit. It comes from the zechut of the avot, l'kedoshim asher ba'ares hema, to the kedoshim that are ba'ares. V'adireh, kol hafsi bam, hema adirim, the strong ones, asher kol hafsi v'chol serachai na'asim b'shvilam. How does he explain that? Adirim is the strong ones, meaning like the tzaddikim, the powerful ones, the tzaddikim. Let's see how he explains it. Shehem gamken adirim nechshim Yisrael asher kol hafsibam. How would we explain that? Yes, the Mitzudat David explains it exactly like that. Hakedoshim asher ba'arezem adirim b'riyat Hashem ki kol hafsi ba'al li b'zchutam. Va'adire kol hafsibam. All my hafatsim, all my needs and things that God's giving me, it's coming b'zchut the tzaddikim. So David HaMelech is saying, that's not my credit. Tobati bal alecha. You're not bound, God, to give me whatever you're giving me. But it's the zichut of the kedoshim asher ba'aretz, hema, v'adirin, all the adirim, kol chafsi bam. All my things that I'm getting is bam, is in their merit. Good. Hazak baruch, hazak baruch. By the way, that might also explain right away in the beginning of Tikkun HaKli why you read it by the grave of a tzaddik. Because in the beginning of the Tikkun, what are you basically saying? It's not my zikhut, it's the Toshiba Shad Ba'ale Zema. It's the tzaddikim that are buried here. So already we're confessing that we need the tzaddik to help us.
Who are we? That's the problem.
Exactly. Very good. We need the tzaddik to get us out of our mess. We cannot do it alone. And by the way, if you look in your Sidur, amazing. Open your Sidur again in our Sidur on page 266, where it talks about the Tikkun HaKlali. There's an introduction that we say to Tikkun HaKlali before we read the 10 chapters. Look at the introduction. Hareni mekasher atzmi. I am connecting myself. Ba'amirat asaram mezmurim elu. When I say these 10 chapters, lechol atzadikim ha'amitiim. I'm connecting myself to all the pure tzaddikim. Ulchol atzadikim ha'amitiim shochne afar kedoshim asher ba'ares hema. Exactly the same words of the first chapter. That I am connecting myself to all the tzaddikim that are alive in this generation and all the tzaddikim, the kedoshim, asher ba'ares hema, that are in the ground. So you see that this pasuk obviously has a connection to the tikkun. That the tikkun cannot be made alone. Sometimes you need the tzaddik to pull you out. Next pasuk dalet. Yirbu atzevotam aher maharu bal asich neskehem midam ubal esa et shemotam asefatai. Clueless. Joe Towel, any idea what David HaMelech wants from us over here?
No idea.
So I'm in good company. If you don't know it, then who's going to know it? Look at Ashi. Yirbu asebotam. Kol ze imru l'Hashem. Tell God the following. Yirbu asebotam shel kofrim becha hamehidim v'charedim la'avodat el acher. Aha. Which means those that serve another god. The acher over here means acher, others. Yirbu atzevotam, let their troubles be increased and multiplied. All those people that don't believe that God is the Adon, that God is the master. Yirbu atzevotam, from the kofrim, and they run to serve other gods. Yirbu asevotam aher maharu. Not only do they serve other gods, but maharu, they do it maher. They can't wait. They run to serve the other gods. Aher maharu, as if it's saying it's she'ovdim Elohim acherim b'mehirut. They serve other gods with speed, meaning they can't wait to run. Bal asich neskehem midam ani lo yeh kemotam. Lizrok dam la avodah zara. Aha. David HaMelech says, that's not me. Bal asik niskehem midam. I am not going to sprinkle the blood on the avodah zara like they do. Bal means no, I will not. Asik is to sacrifice. Niskehem means the pouring of the wine or the, in this case, it's blood. Bal asik niskehem midam. I will not join them in their blood rituals. I won't even say the names of the Avodah Zarah. I will not say the names. If you ask me to say the names, I'll say Yemach Imam. I will not say the name. Which means David HaMelech teaches us a lesson. You shouldn't even say the name of the Avodah Zarah. The name already is a. Now again, if you're connecting this to Tikkun HaKlali, we understand that a lot of the sins of the Brit Milah have to do with sins of speech. So when a person is careful in his speech, that causes a tikkun to be careful in the Brit Milah. The word peh and milah is the same numerical value. Peh equals 85, peh, and milah, meaning for Brit Milah also equals 85. In the wiring of a human being, the mouth and the Brit Milah are the same grid. And therefore, if you're careful in the words that come out of your mouth, it also leads you to be careful in the other things as well. So therefore, no coincidence that in the chapter of the Tikkun HaKlali, David HaMelech talks about how he's careful not to even mention words that are inappropriate. For example, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Because once already you mention an inappropriate word, already it can compromise the Kiddusha. Ubal esa et shemotam al sefatai. My lips will not utter those shemot of the Avodah Zarah. We're following the Rabotai, we're moving. I don't want to keep it too heavy. I just want to get a simple interpretation of the chapter. So we read in the morning, at least we know, you know, something that that's talking about. Next chapter, next pasuk. Adonai menat helki vechosi. Ata tomich gorali. Well, I know the first word is God. God is my share. Kosi, I guess, is what? My cup? Is that a compliment? God is my cup? Kos, kosi, God is my cup. So look at Rashi. Hashem menat halki vechosi. Kol tovati hemenu. Okay, all the goodness that I have is from God. לשון האל וחוסי וחשבוני. אהה, כמו תחוסו על עשה. כוסי עובד does not mean cup. When they were bringing Korban Pesach, it says, you have to bring the Korban Pesach in a group. So it says in the Pasuk, תחוסו על עשה. Meaning, תחוסו, meaning bring it in a group. You have to be registered, the members. So where could be, because see, all of my cheshbonot, all of my calculations, all of my finances, it's from God. So Hashem ata, Hashem menat halki v'chosi. All of my calculations, meaning my financial items, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what chosi means over there. Let's see how the... Let's see if anybody else has interpretations on that. Yeah, Hashbom is my calculations, my assets. Yerushat Avot also fits in good. Halki, my share. Basically, he's saying that what? Everything is from God. Ata, now let's talk to God, you, Tomich Gorali. What does that mean? Tomich Gorali. I know Goral is a lottery. What is it? Tomich Gorali. Rashi. Atahu asher hanichota yadi ala chelek katov. Shne'emar. Hachayim vehamavet natati lefanecha ubacharta bechayim. Ke'adam ha'ohev echad mebanav. Maniach yado al chelek katov. Ve'omer etze bechalecha. Tomich hespalta yadi ala Goral. Beautiful. Which means like this. How gorgeous. You have a father. The father puts in front of his child two items. One is an elixir of life, and one is poison. And the father tells the kid, you choose. Now, it's 50-50. If he chooses the wrong one, he's dead. So the father who loves the kid is not going to let the kid make a mistake. So as the kid sticks his hand out, the father pulls his hand down on the elixir of life. David HaMelech said, God, you gave us an option, life and death. Life represents the service of God, death represents a life of sin. When I came to choose, Atat Tomich Gorali, you pulled my hand down to pick the right lottery. I mean, David HaMelech is saying, if I chose right, it's because God helped me. Which is a great lesson of free will. Free will, of course, starts by man. But we also believe that when you start to choose life, God will then help you continue. You can't do it alone. You need God, because the Yetzirah is too strong. So David HaMelech says, Ata, you God, Tomich, you helped me choose Gorali. Gorali is my lot. There were two lots. There was a winning lot and a losing lot. Life and death. Atat Tomich, you were the one. You remember when Yaakov Avinu was blessing his children. So it says, "Vayitmoch yede Abib." Yitzhak had to, Yosef helped his father, you know, to put his hands down. And then Yaakov said, "I don't need any help." But the point is, David HaMelech says, "God help me make the right decision." So far, so good. So tomich means to push down. To push down. God, you push down my hand on the right one. That's it. We're almost finished. It's a small chapter. It's only 11 pesukim. Number 6. Habalim nafluli bani'imim afnahalat shafira alai. Rashi. Kishinafali agoral yotihalkecha. When my lottery landed on you, God, meaning on the right choice, Hevel Na'im huzeh. Hevel Na'im, what's a Hevel? Hevel is literally a, Hevel can mean a share. Af alai shafran nachalat kazu. So which means, Habalim, a good share, nafluli fell to me, Bani'imim, with pleasantness. Af nachalat, a great nachala, meaning a great bequeathment. Shafira alai. What's a shafira? Shafira is like shapir, beautiful. A beautiful lot. So David HaMelech is saying, how beautiful is the fact that I chose the religion, that I chose Judaism, that I chose beracha. So he calls it ni'imim, he calls it shafira. That was David's attitude towards the service of God. It wasn't considered a yoke or a burden to him. He looked at it as ni'imim. Ni'imim means pleasant. Shafira is lashon shapir. Shapir means it's good. Inyan hayofi, exactly. Inyan hayofi is the beauty. He looked at it as something beautiful. And therefore, what does he say? Avarech et Adonai asher yasani. Aflelot yisiruni chilyotai. Rashi. Avarech et Hashem. Now he says, I will bless God. Ad kan nibed David HaKnesi yaseh shetomar ken. V'akshav omer, v'ani gam ken avarech et Hashem asher yasani. I am going to bless God who gave me the right advice. Lebchor b'chayim. Which means, not only did he choose life, but he's, I have to thank God that Baruch Hashem, I chose life. So he says, Abarech et Hashem, I bless God. You know why? Asheri Asani, that gave me the right advice. Ya'atzani is lashon etzah. Etzah is advice. Af lelot yisiruni chilyotai. What does it mean? Af lelot means at night. Yisiruni chilyotai. My kilayot is what? The kidneys? Kidneys is the part of the body that offers advice. So it's, that's what they say. The advice comes from the kidneys. That's what they say. Why would advice come from the kidneys? I don't know the secret of it, but that's what they say. The kilayot is etzah. So he says, I received the advice at night from my kidneys. So Rashi says, V'rabotenu pirshu al Avraham Abinu, shelamad Torah me'elav. Which means, it says Avraham Abinu, his kidneys guided him. What does it mean his kidneys guided him? There was no Torah, he had to figure it out himself. Right. So therefore they're referring to at a time of darkness when there was no Torah, Af lelot, in the time of darkness before the Torah was given, Yisiruni chilyotai, I was guided. Yisiruni means to be guided by what? By my intuition, we'll call it. And Avraham's intuition was perfect. So David HaMelech is saying the same thing. That in the times of darkness, you gave me the good advice. You gave me the proper direction and intuition. And then he makes the famous pasuk that everybody knows. Shiviti Adonai l'negdi tamid, kimi mini bal emot. What does this mean? Rashi. Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid, b'chol ma'asai samti mora'o l'neged enai. I put God and the fear of God in front of me constantly. Shiviti means I place God in front of me constantly. Kimi mini hu tamid le'ozreni. Kimi mini, God is to my right. Kimi mini, mimi means lashon yamin. And because God is to my right, bal emot. What does bal emot mean? I will not falter. So David HaMelech said, in anything I did, God was always in front of my eyes, and I imagined that God was always to my right, which is the prominent side. Davar acher, shiviti Hashem li tamid, sefer Torah haya imo. Aha, God was always with me, meaning I always carried a Sefer Torah with me. David HaMelech, who's the king. So he had to carry a portable Sefer Torah in his arm. V'zeu shem mimini. Because the Sefer Torah was on the right hand of the king. Al shem HaTorah shel David Yamin. Or because the Torah was given in God's right hand, so to speak. Shani osek ba'al fikach ba'alimot. Therefore, he says, because I walk with the Torah constantly, ba'alimot, I do not falter. That's the interpretation of that. Lechen, therefore, he concludes the chapter and he says, therefore, Rabotai, samach libi. I'm very happy. Happy man. Vayagil kevodi. My neshama also is happy. Af besari, even my body, yishkon labetach, will rest in peace. Because I'm on the right path, Rashi. Lefi shani batuach. Why am I so confident that I'll rest in peace and I'll be next pasuk? Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lish'ol, because I know you're not going to leave my soul to go to Gehinnom. You're not going to abandon me. Now, by the way, again, this is where you see the tikkun haklali comes in, because that was the whole purpose of the tikkun, to get us out of Gehinnom. If we made sins and therefore we're going to get stuck in Gehinnom. So we're reading the chapter where we say, we're talking to ourselves. The way you read Tehillim, gentlemen, is that you have to picture yourself that you're in the Tehillim. That you're David HaMelech. You're saying these words, not talking about David, you're talking about you. You have to put yourself as the subject of the Tehillim. So you're telling God, Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lish'ol. You're not going to let our souls go to She'ol, to that place, Rashi. Now, what was that sin he was talking about? His sin was with Bathsheba. So his sin was the sin that we're trying to fix by ourselves. He went with Bathsheba, the lady. And God said, as a result of that, he's in trouble. But David HaMelech made teshuvah for the sin of Bathsheba. And God then said, I forgive you, lo tamut. You're not going to die. So therefore, again, it's a very appropriate chapter that David HaMelech is saying, you forgave me for the sin of Bathsheba. So we're coming as well, if anybody committed the sin of Bathsheba in their own life, that we're saying to God, we come like David HaMelech and say, we are penitent, we feel bad. So therefore, Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lish'ol, you're not going to leave my soul to go into Gehinnom. Lo titen hasidecha. You're not going to let your Hasid, which was David, l'ot shachat, to see the destruction. And what is he going to do? The final pasuk says, Todi'eni ora hayim. Now David HaMelech is making a prayer. Baruch Hashem, you saved me in the past. Now I'm making a prayer for the future. And what's the future prayer? Todi'eni ora hayim. God Almighty, continue to show me the path of life. Ora is a path. Sova semachot means a joy that has no end. That's referring to the simcha of Mashiach in the future. Sova semachot is referring to endless happiness. Et panecha, meaning Rashi says semachot asher lefanecha, meaning simcha that I can be close to you, God. Ne'imot v'mincha netzach. What do those last words mean? Ne'imot. Ne'imot means pleasant, b'minicha, to your on your right side, meaning close to God, netzach, forever. And that's the how the chapter ends. So now when we read the chapter from the beginning to the end, Lechtam le David is saying this is one of the most precious chapters. This is the crown of David HaMelech. This is in the vault. This is the expensive chapter. Shamreni el ki hasiti ba. God, protect me. Why protect me? Ki hasiti ba, because I put my faith in you. Amart la Hashem. I said to Hashem, you are my Adon. You are my master. And I don't take anything that I get because I deserve it. Tovati bal alecha. The tovah that I get, bal alecha. It's not on you that you have to pay me. Bal alecha. You don't owe me anything. And if I get any zichuyot, l'kedoshim asher ba'aretz hema. It's because of the kedoshim that are buried in Eretz Yisrael. Va'adirin, all the adirin, the tzaddikim, kol hefsibam. All my things that I get is in the zichut of the tzaddikim. However, those that don't serve God, yirbu asevotam, let their troubles be increased. Who is that? Acher maharu. Those that go after Elohim Acherim fast. Bal asik niskem midam. I will not get involved in their sprinkling of blood on the Avodah Zarah. And not only that, ubal esad shemotam asifta. I won't even mention their name. Hashem, on the other hand, menat chelki. You are my share. V'chosi, and all my calculations, all my hashbonot, my monetary comes from you. Ata tomi kuali. Not only did I choose, but you helped me choose you. You put my hand down. Ata tomi kuali. You helped me choose the right lottery, the lottery of life. And therefore, after I choose life, which is religion and mitzvot, havalim naftul b'ni'imi. My lot is a sweet and a pleasant life. Af nachalat shafira. I'm happy with it. It's a good life. Shafira is shipur. And therefore, I barech et Hashem, asher ya'atzani. I thank God to give me the right advice that I should go on the right derech. Af leilot yisrui chiliyotai. Even when I was alone at night, my intuition gave me the right advice as well. Shiviti Hashem levi tami. And therefore, I always see God in front of me. Ki mimini. God is always to my right. Bal emot. And we explained that meant he was carrying a sefer Torah with him, which was given by Yamin. And therefore, since I have the sefer Torah always with me as my guide, I will never falter. Lachen, therefore, I'm very happy. Samach libi v'yagil givudi. Af besari, even my body, Yishkon abeta, will rest in peace. Ki lo ta'azov nafshi l'shol. Even though I made the sin with Bathsheba, you promised me that you're not going to send my body into, or my soul into Gehinam. Lo titeh asikad lo tshachat. And now I pray for the future. Todi enu orachayim, continue to show me the way of life. I should stay on the right path. Sova semahot, I should see ultimate, endless semahot, et panecha with you, God. Ne'imot, which is pleasantness, b'minecha, to your right side, ne'esach, forever. So that is the first chapter, chapter 10 Zion, of Tikkun HaKladi. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.